What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Triple T. This is Coach KB. I'm here with my man Lenny T.
Yo.
I had to do that because it rhymed this week. But welcome back to the podcast. And this is a show where we just give you guys some insights on what it's like to be a college athlete. We got some college athletes coming in consistently. So if you haven't checked out the past episodes, make sure you go back and watch those. But today, I want to introduce Lenny. He is from Randolph.
Yeah, from Randolph.
Graduated from Thayer. Won a championship at Randolph High School.
Basketball in 22.
1,000-point scorer, all ISL at Thayer. Now he's playing ball in D2. Assumption Basketball, D2 in the NE10. Was on the all-rookie team, 72% from the floor. 39 from three. I had to look that one up. East Region All-Star. So everybody, welcome Lenny.
Thank you for having me, man. Appreciate it. Yeah. Glad to be here.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, your background. So when you, how'd you get into basketball?
Okay.
You remember the first time you picked up a basketball?
I don't remember the first time I picked up a basketball, but my dad, he was a ball player. He played basketball at Buffalo University when he came over from Burundi, where that's where he's from. That's his country, you know what I'm saying? And then he was a ball player. And then I just remember, like, I used to watch basketball. I don't remember playing it, but I used to watch basketball a lot. And then I was like, I'm sure, like, when I was like 4 or 5 years old, I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. Like, I want to play basketball, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, for us non-geography majors, where is your dad's country located at?
It's kind of in like Central Africa. Yeah.
Okay. Below the Sahara?
Yeah, below the Sahara.
Gotcha. So your dad came from Africa, but he played at Buffalo.
Buffalo, yep.
And he was a basketball player, and you always just remember watching basketball, but you don't remember picking up a basketball.
I cannot tell you my earliest memory. I cannot tell you that. But I do know I played basketball a long time, like for a majority of my life.
A long time is perceptive. You're not that old yet. But I say the same thing, too. When people look at me all the time, like, you're not that old. Well,
okay.
Except for the kids, they call me Unk and stuff. That made me feel old. But the old people tell me I'm young all the time. So it's a nice balance. Mm-hmm. As far as basketball goes, though, it's something that a lot of people don't know about me. Basketball was my first love, man.
Oh,
I was a sport. I thought I was going to the NBA. Like, if anyone asked, it wasn't until probably like middle school is when I actually started playing in seventh grade football.
Yeah, football.
And that was what got me. Kind of where I started to see that shift and was like, you know what, maybe I'll go play in the NFL. And I started watching it on TV a little bit more, but it was always basketball from as long as I could remember. It's cool to have my first basketball player and guest on the show. I'm gonna seem like a basketball fanboy, but you know, that's why I had to get your 3-point field goal percentage. 39% again. Which was decent. Your 72 was impressive, though, from the floor. And I saw that you played in all 32 games that you guys played, but you started 30.
Yeah.
So as a freshman, for you to come in and just start after two games of the season, there must have been something that was that already in the written when you came in, or was it like you earned that in those first two games?
Nah, I earned that during like the beginning of practice, like when we got to school. You know, I was just like, I know I could score the ball, but I was like, to stay on the floor, you got to play defense. So that's really where I put my pride at. I was like, I'm going to just stop the best player. And then, like, even if I'm having a bad offensive game, is the coach going to take me out if I'm slowing down the best player, you know? So,
okay. Yeah. So going back to your origin, so you just remember basketball being in your life when you started at Randolph High.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what it was like? Like, you started playing as a freshman over there?
Nah, my freshman year, I was actually on JV. I was supposed to get moved up, but me and my boy Makai, shout out Makai, we missed the practice we were supposed to get.
What did we miss or skip?
Skipped. We skipped the practice we were supposed to get moved up, and then COVID hit, and then it was just, all bad. And then sophomore year, I was on varsity. I didn't really play that much. But junior year, that was like the year where like basketball really started to pick up. I grew a little bit. I got to like 6'2", 6'3"-ish. I was like 5'11 beforehand. I started to get way more athletic. And then yeah, my junior year, that's when it took off. We won the championship. I started every game pretty much, you know. So, yeah.
I feel like everyone typically has that breakthrough season. If they don't come in as a freshman on the field contributing right away, that breakthrough is really like natural progression is junior years when you really take off. Similar with me in both sports, but basketball, I will say, I'm not going to say I peaked because I'm nicer now than I have been ever. Like, Justin would tell you too. I gave Justin some buckets too, a little bit. I couldn't score back then. Now I'm a scorer. So he would have more of a problem. We would just battle on the boards back then. So I, like you said, hone in on the defense, the rebound, the little stuff that keeps you on the court, right? So that's the difference between, you know, having an opportunity in high school where your coach might still give you those chances to make that mistake and learn. But in college, you have to actually be doing the things consistently in order to reap the benefits. So doing well, you said you got all the way to your junior year, won a chip, was athletic at Randolph. How'd you get over to Thayer?
I kind of was looking for like, cause I play AAU, and my coach was like, oh, he wanted me to go to his school, but I was like, that school's already stacked. I want to go to a school where like, kind of not where it's like rebuilding, but like where I can like showcase my talent and get the best opportunity for me. And I saw Thayer, they weren't that good, but I was like, you know, if I come in, I can definitely make a change. And then I talked to the coach, Coach Mike, and then shout out to Odom. Odom, he like got me into the school. And then from there, I was just like, yeah, like this is the place to be. And it was close to home too.
Yeah, you said, coming from Randolph, they is right on that Randolph Braintree line. Yeah, so it's right there. But also, just wanted to segue this. I don't know how close you guys were, but my condolences for your coach too.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Mike did pass recently. Yeah. So shout out to him and my condolences for that.
Yeah, appreciate
So you get to Thayer. Mm-hmm. You get the green light. Like, you're able to contribute and be that guy there.
So describe
your career there, the rest of your career there.
So my junior year, we didn't really win that many games my junior year. It was kind of more of like I was still new to the school, new to the team. But from right then and there, they like gave me the ball. They let me make plays for my teammates. I guarded the best player. Their best player guarded me. You know what I'm saying? So that was really what helped me get better in my development. And in the ISL, you're playing like every other night, you're probably facing the D1 kid. So, you know, that was just what I needed in order to progress my game.
Nice.
Yeah.
So would you advise, we're going to get it to, you know, some things you'll get to other kids in high school kids now, but would you advise people to make that switch if they're looking to kind of step up levels or competition?
Because I feel like in the private school scene or the prep school scene, whatever you want to call it, the competition is like, you're going to face kids that are very serious about their sport. And like, and if you're serious, that's what you want to go up against every other night. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you get better. Not to knock on public school, because obviously there's stars that come out of public school too. If you're good enough to get recruited out of public school, then go ahead and stay by all means. But if for me, I wasn't getting the exposure that I felt like I needed, or I wasn't facing the competition that I needed. So I made that switch, and if that's what you feel like you got to do, then go ahead and do that.
Nice. So I'm in a similar boat, but I actually graduated from a public high school. Mm-hmm. And I always had that thought in the back of my head is like, what if I did go to a private school, or what if I went like for football, like the powerhouses of Arian, BC High at the time, all those three schools were the schools. Then to find out that there were a bunch other ISL schools close by, especially ones that are, you know, sending these kids all across the country now.
Yeah.
That was something that I look back and was like, you know what? What if I did do that? Or even after I graduated, I was 17.
Yeah.
I started taking college classes at 17. I graduated June 9th, July 8th was my report date. So less than a month, I had to be at UMass and I was taking classes. My birthday's on the 24th. It's like, I was 17, already taking two college classes. I could have went PG and maybe stayed another year, developed more.
That's also another thing. Like, that extra year I got from going to Thayer, that was big for my development. My body, I got way stronger. I got faster. I was able to jump higher. Like, that's also another thing. That extra year could give you a time to develop yourself into, like, the athlete that you want to be, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Speaking of jump higher, day find Lenny walk. What were you playing? One-on-one in the court. And this was my first, probably the second day on campus ever at Thayer. And I just walked into the basketball court looking for some athletes because I heard the ball bouncing. I was in there checking out the weight room and stuff. And I went over and I started asking guys to come out to the track team, come high jump. And you're the only one that pulled up, man. So I appreciate you for that 100%, bro. I always respected you making that decision to as a senior. And now knowing that you were a fifth year senior, right? I didn't know you repeated your junior year.
Yeah, I repeated my junior year when I went to Thayer.
So now knowing that you were, that just shows your level of maturism to saying like, you know what? I can go contribute. I can go help out another sport at my school, especially if I'm not actively participating in something consistent. Because AAU is over after senior year, right?
I didn't play AAU my senior year. But I mean, you can play AAU your senior year, but I didn't want to. I just really wanted to focus on the weight room and just developing my skill.
Okay. Well, you came out to the track team. You tried out the high jump. It wasn't necessarily for you, but not at all. You worked hard, man, and it was fun. And you definitely had my intro into the ISL. Like, you eased me into it as far as, like, coaching-wise.
Yeah, I got you.
So I appreciate you for that, man.
Yeah, no problem.
So now you're in Assumption.
Yeah.
Like, right now, what are you, like, doing? As a summer, like, season starts when you guys start up in October?
When we officially start practicing every day is like October, but the second we touch down on campus in like August, like late August, early September, we'll have like two practices a week, weight room, and then individual times with the coaches. But yeah, for right now, like the summer work, they have runs every Saturday or every other Saturday. We'll play kids from Worcester or that go to Worcester schools like Clark, WPI, Holy Cross, things like that, Worcester State. And then what I'm doing, especially during the week, we got a workout regimen that my coach Ryan, I know y'all know him, but shout out Coach Ryan. He gave us a workout regimen. It's a 3-day workout regimen. You get the upper body, you get the core, like it, lower body, everything you need, you know what I'm saying? And it's good work and it's like progresses.
Okay, and I want to backtrack because you said something that I think is a basketball privilege. Because in the summer at UMass, we used to always see the basketball kids over there, and they had the nice apartments because there's only, 12 of them on the roster.
Yeah.
So they get the nice apartment with the AC. My first summer, we was up in Sylvan. If y'all know where Sylvan is in UMass, we was up in Sylvan dealing with the hot summer heat, ladybug infestation at the time. It was going crazy. It was 100 football dudes in there coming in sweaty after practice. Some of them didn't know how to shout. First time living on their own, right? So I'm just like, it was a mess. But you said that you had time with your individual coaches. Individual time. Your coach pulls you one-on-one, goes to the court, and y'all do a workout.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I know. It is definitely a blessing. Like, I understand that now, like, especially as, like, not when the season started, but, like, preseason, you know what I'm saying? During preseason, you know, I was still a little bit, like, kind of, like, my confidence was a little shaky. I was still trying to figure out my route, how am I going to fit in with the team, you know what I'm saying? And then you work with the assistant coaches. They tell you, like, oh, your role could most likely be this, but we're going to work on this just in case, you know what I'm saying? And that really helps you like get more comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you had to describe college basketball, yep, your experience in one word after this 1 year, what would you say?
Physical. It's a way more physical game. That's probably like the biggest thing. It's mad physical compared to high school. Yeah.
As far as in like, so basketball is not usually considered a contact sport. Yeah. So you're talking about like just the bumps as you're going up or
go ahead. I don't like when people say that because basketball is definitely a physical sport. Like I know you're not like head on collision like in football or nothing, but like you're touching somebody every play. You know what I'm saying? Like a back screen or boxing out, like that's physical. I mean, it's not like CTE, like how y'all be CTE or something like that, but it's a physical game. And I feel like, yeah, to your point, like the refs, like the arm checking, you get away with a lot more arm checking. Like, and then like, I mean, basketball, they say hand is a part of ball, but like in college, that's really hand is a part of ball. Like they will slap your whole wrist, but if that ball goes, they letting it fly. You know what I'm saying? And the refs will tell you, like, they're like, keep playing. Yeah.
So I actually got into basketball reffing this past season. I needed something to do in the winter, right? Yep. So during the fall, I haven't been coaching football. Mm. I will be doing a reveal soon of where I'll be coaching this fall. If you guys don't already know, I forget if I told you already. But wife text.
No, you're good.
As far as, you know, getting into... Dang, she made me lose my train of thought. We'll move on. All right. So you said physical. Okay, yeah, so that's where I was at. So the game's physical. So physical. I remember being a role player. My thing was defense rebounds. Like I said with Justin, we would battle on the boards. So my thing, but I was a football player. Mm-hmm. So my job was to be physical with the basketball players. You know what I mean? And try to get people uncomfortable and get the biggest guys tired and in foul trouble and get them out the game.
Yeah.
So that's how I approached basketball. But I wasn't trying to be overly physical. I was trying to not touch people as much as possible. So that way I could be fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I like running and jumping because I was a high flyer. That was my thing too. Yeah. So I understand why you would say that and I understand. Yeah. But as you get stronger and you grow through the process, you'd be able to, you know, build yourself up.
Yeah.
No. I did explain to you earlier when we were talking about the segment that we run on this show called This or That, right?
Yep, yep.
So this week, This or That is sponsored by At Ease Barbershop. Mm-hmm. I just want to give them a shout out. Go over there, get the cut, get yourself feeling at ease. I know I'm due for one, but Ralph, I'll see you soon, man. All right. So what I'm going to do is throw out a little selection. Mm-hmm. You have choices, this or that, right? So I'm going to give you a scenario.
All right, I got you.
So you can explain on it. Mm-hmm. You can just, you know, if one's a dead giveaway, you're like, nah, I don't even want to talk about it. That's it. You. But I think they're going to be pretty controversial.
Okay.
So the first one, this or that. You want to ball out in college and never turn pro or finish college as a role player and go straight into coaching in the NBA?
Hold on.
So you want to ball out in college?
I got to ask you.
Go ahead.
If you're balling out in college, you can move up because, you know, college players get paid now. You know what I'm saying? Do I become a star? Like, I become a star?
So you work in the NIL game. Build your fantasy, man. Yeah, so you ball out in your dream, whatever happens after that.
I'm coaching. Right. I'm coaching because college is, well, for me now it would be 3 years. But I feel like coaching wise, especially in the NBA, you get all them connections. You could go from an assistant coach to a head coach, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that would definitely be longer than 3 years if I'm doing it. So, yeah.
So that goes back to that maturation that I was saying you expressed earlier when I met you. But you choosing the coach over the long-term plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you had 3 years of basketball playing for the rest of your life.
Yeah, nah, that's crazy, nah.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. I've seen you play. I played against you a little bit. I know you weren't taking it going all out and taking it serious, but
we can do that if you want.
Nah. I'm all set. I'm all set. I don't play basketball anymore if my wife is listening. I don't play basketball anymore. All right. I had my Stu disc removed in my neck. So I'm not trying to get hit. Trying to be physical. It is a physical game. I realized my neck was fractured and I had bulging disc after playing basketball.
Okay.
And I got hit the wrong way. It was a mess. Got knocked out, all that crazy stuff. Basketball is not on my list, but I'll give someone buckets if they really wanted to. Second, this or that. Are you going to get dunked on at least once a game, but you still win Defensive Player of the Year? Or craziest season ever, but you get snubbed for MVP?
Give me the craziest season. Give me the craziest season.
You just go ball
getting
out.
Dunked on. What we play 32 games. Getting dunked on 32 times is crazy.
But you get Defensive Player of the Year.
That probably means I'm getting like 3 blocks, 2 steals, something like that. But nah, I'm not trying to get dunked on once a game. And balling out, you know what I'm saying? They can have the MVP. You're probably still gonna get first teams, things like that. You're gonna get the recognition you deserve. You're probably gonna have a crazy highlight tape. Yeah, nah, we're good on that.
So you've never been dunked on?
No, I've been dunked on. I've been dunked on before, it's not a good feeling. It's really not.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
There was one time I got close. My boy to this day was swearing I got dunked on. And we was going against, I believe it was Milton.
Yeah.
And he didn't play basketball, but he was my football. I'm calling my wingman. Yeah. Shout out Joe. But we were in a basketball game. I think it was a JV game. And I got called up. I got called up to the varsity that game. So I played like half JV and half varsity that day. Yep, yep. So we're going against Milton, I think. And we were home. Mm-hmm. And this kid, I don't know who he was to this day. I can't remember his name. But he jumped. Like someone shot the ball and I was boxing him out. And as soon as I turned to look, I see him above me and he grabbed the ball and he swung down on the rim and he got hung. I was like, I just stuck under there like, yo, get me out of here.
Yeah,
and
nah.
Joey to this day was telling me I got dunked on every time I see him if we talk about that moment.
That's crazy.
But never officially been dunked on. Yeah, I haven't played basketball as much as you would have.
Yeah, no. Definitely, if you play basketball and I like to defend. I was a little hesitant. I like to defend. I'm not going to lie. And I like to defend. So, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes
gonna happen.
Yeah, you're going to get caught. It's a part of the game. You know what I'm saying? Just how you dunk on somebody, somebody going to dunk on you. You know what I'm saying? It's a part of the game. It's life.
You dunked on somebody?
What? Nah, not really. I mean, kind of. Like, he was like to the side. You know? And I punched that.
That's something that I liked. My first time I ever dunked in a game, the kid like ran under my legs and I went up one-handed and he went under my legs. So I kind of just watched him like run under me.
Yeah.
And I dunked it and I was living out that fantasy ever since. Bro. Ever since then, I was just been flying and hoping someone's under
there. Yeah, I'm tight, bro. Cause I have like 5 missed poster dunks. And they're all like, bro, I can show you after this. Like I'm 5, like.
Maybe we'll put something in here.
Yeah.
Let's send it to Justin. He'll throw it in there. Oh, the miss dunks.
I'm going to get a poster soon. Trust.
You got no fast break bangs this year?
Yeah, I only had 2 dunks. I had a putback dunk and then I had a light fast break. I'm not going to lie. The fast break was kind of weak though because that kid that I stole it from, he's a high flyer and I'm not going to lie. I thought he was coming, so I just dunked it real quick.
I got you. Yeah. All right. Last one. This or that.
Yep.
After college,
excuse me,
you have a crazy career in college and you get an opportunity to play professional ball.
Okay.
It's just overseas. Okay. Long career, fans elsewhere in the world.
Okay.
Or after college, you get a chance to get signed on and go the hard route into the NBA team, but you barely see the court for your first contract.
Mm-hmm. So I barely see the court for my first contract in the NBA.
Or you go overseas and get buku love and all the fame, all the stardom.
I feel like I would just have to chase the dream of going to the NBA, you know what I'm saying? Especially if I'm getting that opportunity. And I know you said I'm not going to get like that many minutes, but you got to chase that dream and then think about it. Like the competition you're going to be playing in the NBA, that's the best of the best. And if you don't make it there, then eventually I think you can go overseas. You know what I'm saying? You can go overseas because if you're in the NBA, you're one of the best 400 players. So when you go overseas, you should be able to kill too.
That's it, huh? 400 people in the NBA?
Yeah, yeah. That's why it's so limited.
Yeah, and someone was saying, like, there's only, like, I forget the exact number. Yeah. I wish I looked it up, too. There's only a certain, like, low thousands of, in the 1,000-something number of NBA alumni.
Yeah, bro.
And I'm like, that's crazy. That there's only, but I could be wrong. My numbers could be all skewed, but there's not that many people that played in the NBA. Yeah. And for basketball to have been around now, was it 75 years?
78, something like that.
Okay. Because they just
basketball? Yeah. I thought you were talking about the NBA. No, basketball.
Oh, the NBA. Around. The NBA, yes.
Is like 78. Basketball is like maybe 100. Something
that was
like
peach
that.
Ball back then.
Yeah, peach ball.
Whatever the heck they was playing. All right, well.
Yeah.
Moving on, thank you for that this or that section. Uh-huh. Again, shout out to Addie's Barbershop. They out in Stoughton. Go check them out. Mm-hmm. What were some of your other options you had coming out of high school?
I really didn't have that many other options. I was talking to a few D3s, Trinity, Keene State, and then I was also talking to a few D1s that didn't work out. Like UAlbany, they have reached out to me, especially after my last game. And then I talked to Stonehill for a little bit, but when it came down to it, it was just two. It was either Keene State, which is a really good D3 up in New Hampshire, I believe, and then Assumption. And I just decided to go with Assumption and kind of like bet on myself also because Assumption was able to like give me like, because D3s, they can't give you no money or nothing like that. So I decided to go to Assumption.
No, that's understandable. The financial aspect does play a lot into college when you get out of the D1, right? Yeah. I always tell this famous story. It's famous in my world, at least. But I always tell this story about me and my recruiting with UMass. I actually got rejected from UMass as, like, I got a college rejection letter. But they were recruiting me for football.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting into the school. And it always made me have this chip on my shoulder when my teammates were transferring out or other people were saying, oh, you guys suck. Why are you still playing for that team?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even get an opportunity to go to college. Yeah. And they opened their doors for me. So I'm going to do whatever I can for this institution. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
And, you know, I got the jersey here. I turned it around because it got my name on it. It don't got the UMass on the front, but I bleed maroon. Man.
Yeah.
You know, in high school, we were maroon. UMass, I was maroon. And, you know, who knows what's next, right?
Yeah.
But I actually do know someone who went to Keene State. I was trying to get them on the show, too. If they watching this, maybe you could pull up sometime soon. But What was the final decision just the financial aspect, or were there other things that led into that decision to go to Assumption over Keene State?
It was the financial aspect, and then it was also like I felt like I would be playing better competition at Assumption, and I knew obviously, I mean, even if I went to Keene State, I would have to work for my spot. But I was just like, I know I'm good enough to play at Assumption, and I'm just gonna bet on myself. I talked to my parents. Talk to God, and then we just made the decision. We was like, let's go. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yep. So besides the physicality, though, what else has been the biggest adjustment to college life, like outside the court?
You have a lot of free time, or a lot more free time to yourself. And then you just got to, like, build good habits. You know what I'm saying? Not get messed up in the wrong, caught up in the wrong crowd. And then you're also way more independent. You know what I'm saying? Like, your mom's not cooking you dinner. You got to go get that yourself. You got to do your own laundry. I mean, I've been doing my own laundry, but I know some people that have had issues with doing their own laundry. And then, it's kind of like you're kind of an adult now. Like, you got to take care of yourself. And also, whatever you want, you kind of have the access to have. Like, so Yeah, I would probably say that's the biggest thing. Like, there's nobody watching over you to like, don't do that or don't do this. Like, this is you. You got to make the decisions, and whether you make the right ones up to you.
Yeah, and that's also another reason why maybe taking that extra step at a prep school or a post-grad or maybe even like a boarding opportunity where you can go get away from home, experience what it's like to be on your own, make a few little minor mistakes, right, makes. And then by the time you get to a position where you can actually, you know, change your life, you're ready for it. And being prepared is always a good thing, right? So if you get an extra year to prepare for what you want to do, why not take it, right?
Definitely, I agree with that.
So as far as the high school athletes, because that's what this podcast is really for, is for our high school age athletes, middle school going into high school going into college. What would you give, like what advice would you give to high school athletes who are looking to play college basketball?
I mean, I know y'all hear it all the time. Y'all got to make the sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to miss out on the fun, or you got to, like, put in that extra work. Like, go to the gym, especially for the basketball players. Lift. Like, I know they say, oh, basketball players don't lift. Nah, lift. Like, get stronger. Be, like, get used to that physicality and being more physical, playing through contact. But, yeah. Lifting, making the sacrifice, go to bed early. That's something I didn't do. I wish I would have did. But, like, go to bed early, rest, take care of your body, stretch, ice, like, do all the extra stuff. Feel me? Like, what, for me, what kind of really made me take that jump, that my junior year, when I transferred to Thayer Academy, that summer, I just put in a lot of work, and that's how I got better. And then the next summer, same thing, just even more work. I didn't go out. I didn't do none of that. I was just like, I'm just going to work. Like, I'm going to make this sacrifice because I have a dream. I know what I want to do. I want to play college basketball. I'm like, all right. You know what? Like, that, the fun is always going to be there. Like, you're going to, like, the fun, like, wherever you go to college, you go pro, there's going to be people having fun somewhere, but you got to make that sacrifice for the life that you want. And that's just what I did. And that's what I would advise people to do.
And sacrifice is definitely something that is not taken lightly. Like, people don't like hearing that they have to sacrifice. You have to let things go. And if you look at it as sacrificing,
Then
it probably will have a negative connotation, but it's really just like investing into yourself, you know, into your time. And I always say, work today for a better tomorrow. Feel me? So
I agree with that.
It's you working because you know that you want something in the future, and you're going to have to put in that time and effort and be prepared for it in order for it to reveal itself to you.
Yeah, and then also for that, when you put in the work, like, that lack of confidence or that anxiety that you have before you're about to go play a game or before you're about to do anything, that's preparation. Like, you're preparing yourself for that moment. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, for a basketball player, you work on that catch and shoot three. You catch and shoot. It's nothing. It's easy. You know what I'm saying? And then for a football player, you run all those routes. It's easy when it comes game time. So, yeah. And then also, I would say that leads to believing in yourself, giving yourself that self-confidence. And then, that's really it. Like, just do the work so you can believe in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, do the work so it's not just a fake confidence you have. Like, you can be confident and, I've done this 1,000 times. I do this even when nobody's watching. I'm in the gym when it's hot. I'm outside in the field when it's like a heat wave. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. Like, make that sacrifice so you can live that life that you want.
Now, I'm not going to promote going outside during no heat wave. But I get what you're saying, man. Now, you got to put in that time. You got to be willing to do the things that other people are not willing to do. But just make sure you're taking care of yourself as well. Big thing I've been talking about with all my athletes I've been training this week is recovery. Recovery is so important because in the middle of the summer, everyone's not really used to the heat, but it's getting hotter. And then now, especially up here, it's cold today. Like, we're both in hoodies. The weather's fluctuating. Yeah, it's July, you know what I mean? So just because it's rainy, hot, cold, whatever, you want to go outside, but you got to make sure you're staying hydrated. You got to make sure you're staying loose. Make sure you're actively doing recovery things, going to get a massage if you need it, making sure you check in with your doctor, getting that extra work and checking on the things that are wrong with you, so that way you can go out and perform optimally when it's time for you to perform. Preparing in August, September for football season, or in October, November for basketball season ain't gonna work. Like, you gotta do that consistently throughout the year.
I feel like if you're preparing like a week or two before something, or for a season like that you know is coming up, I feel like you just don't want it bad enough. Like, you don't want it how you say you do if you're just like right before the thing is about to start, or the season's about to start, you're getting prepared. You don't want it bad enough. You know what I'm saying?
Like, hey, he said it, not me. So I'm going to leave it at that, man. Y'all don't want it bad enough. You're not willing to work for it. So work today for a better tomorrow. Lenny, man, I appreciate you pulling up. That's about all the time we have today. But, man, it's like I said, it's been an honor to coach you as a track athlete and then to watch you go into college knowing basketball is your number one sport and actually still find that success. It's been an honor to watch that. I hope I could actually catch a game this year. I know that you're in Worcester. You're not in New Hampshire.
No, not New Hampshire.
I always think Assumption's in New Hampshire. I don't know why, but. All right, man. I appreciate it. This is Triple T. I'm Coach KB here with Lenny T. And we'll catch y'all. Peace.